Damn. It was a real scorcher today, huh? Good thing I brought my sunscreen. Otherwise, I would have been burnt to a crisp by now. Hey, are you okay? You sure? You look like you're hot. No, idiot. I mean, like, you look like you're really hot. Like you're gonna pass out. Oh, hey, it's okay. Come here, sit on my towel. There we go. Now, I want you to, like, pull your hair up, okay? Hands on top of your head. Mm-hmm. Now breathe, okay? In. And out. In. And out. While you do that, I'm gonna feel your skin, okay? Oh, shit. Yeah, you feel really clammy. Let me guess. Feel dizzy, head hurting. Maybe like you're gonna faint. Yep. That is heat exhaustion, my friend. I have dealt with this many times. Keep breathing. I'm gonna cool you down, okay? Yeah. There we go. I'm gonna keep fanning you, okay? I think we really overdid it today, huh? Tell me, be honest, did you drink any water? No, soda does not count. Water, like the thing your body needs to live. Damn it. Well, lucky for you, I brought some with me. And I also got Gatorade. So I highly suggest you have some ice water first, okay? And then after that, what has always helped me whenever I've been feeling like I have heat exhaustion is some Gatorade. It has, like, plenty of electrolytes. It'll especially help get over that, like, dizzy, fainting feeling. So drink some up for me, okay? While you do that, I'm gonna keep fanning you and just cooling you down. And remember, deep breaths, okay? Why'd I ask you to put your hands on top of your head? Well, it's supposed to help with, blood flow. Trust me, you remember when I worked as a lifeguard? Yeah. So while I worked there, I had this boss, and of course, you know, I'm from the South, so it's hot as hell every summer and thereon. But I had this boss, and of course they'd been through it many times with the others, and so once I got the job and wasn't taking care of myself properly with the heat, they gave me a lot of fun tips on how to stay cool. And of course, after that, I started carrying a water bottle everywhere I went. How are you feeling? A little better. That's good. I'm gonna stop fanning you for a sec. Good thing I have this towel and I have some ice water for me, so I'm gonna pour some on it. I'm gonna wipe you down, okay? It's a little cold, I'm sorry. I know I don't want to shock you, but I promise this will feel really good in a bit. You know, You really gotta start taking care of yourself. Come on. This isn't the exact first time that you've been a little lacking in the self-care department. I've noticed that sometimes you don't eat, or when you do, you don't eat well. Not to mention you thought soda would save you from the heat today. Oh no, I want to just let you know that it's really important to take care of your body. And I'm not saying you did it on purpose. Trust me, I had a little learning curve too of like how to make sure you don't get too heated. And I mean, shit, I am lucky today that I applied enough sunscreen to not get a sunburn. I swear, every time I go outside, I come back looking as red as a lobster. You shut up. Of course, you remember Samantha's pool party last summer. Yes. How I was saying I didn't need any sunscreen because I applied it an hour ago. And then I forgot. And then I ended up having a sunburn all down my lower back for like, what, a month? I had the worst trouble laying down and just sleeping for like a week minimum. But you are changing the subject, because this is not about me. It's about you. I noticed that more than once I've had to take care of you. Not that I'm complaining, by the way, but I'm just wondering, what's up? What? If you do, then I'll stop taking care of you. Come on. You know that'll never happen. I'm always here for you. No matter what. Alright. I think this towel has got you a bit more cooled off by now. Though, I am gonna put it on the back of your neck, okay? There we go. Just let it rest there. And I can't tell if you have a sunburn or not, but whether you do or don't, aloe vera is one of the best ways to also cool off. I think it's made of like 90% water or something. So I'm gonna get some out for you, alright? Oh yeah. I come packed when I come to the beach. I bring, like, everything imaginable. And especially since we'll be staying here for a couple days, you know? Might as well be safe than sorry. Lucky for you, I'm here, huh? What, I'm your, knight in shining armor. Alright. Warning. Very cold aloe vera coming. I promise, this will really hydrate your skin, okay? So, did you enjoy the beach day otherwise? That's good. Yeah, of course I had a lot of fun too. I love the beach and, you know, summer is my favorite season. The weather's perfect. Everyone's free from their college duties. And, I don't know. I feel like overall everyone is happier in the summer. Not to mention, the water parks are open. Oh yeah, no, you are totally coming with me. I already have it planned for Wednesday, I believe, that we'll be going. Hey, don't worry. I know that you might be a little nervous, but I promise it'll be super fun. And not to mention, there is another reason why I'm really excited for this summer. Well, I get to spend it with you. Hey, don't let it get to your head, okay? I might change my mind. Yeah. Of course I'm serious. You're like my partner in crime, you know? All of my summer shenanigans are not good without you. Oh. Well, I'm honored that you're happy to go with me on my adventures. You're always saying yes, even though I know you're very scared to. But it means a lot. I feel like that, you don't judge me, you know? And I appreciate you. Alright. I think I got the aloe everywhere. So, I have one last thing that I think will cool you off. Okay? Don't judge me, but I like to have these, especially after I'm outside, because they really especially cool down your face and do great with increasing your blood flow. So, I brought some of my ice globes. Hey, don't judge, okay? I didn't want to put too much aloe on your face because, just in general, I don't like it. So I was thinking that since I don't want to put that on your face, I could use these to cool off your face instead. Now hold still, okay? See? Not so bad, huh? Yeah. Feels refreshing. I totally agree. I really love using these when I'm outside gardening. Oh yeah, you don't know I garden? Yeah, I'm a little new to it, but I'm planting tomatoes this summer. They're doing good. Thank you for asking. Actually, my first tomato sprouted the other day, so I'm really excited. Oh, of course you're gonna try them. Duh. I'm planning to make a salsa or something with them, so once I do, you for sure will be coming over. Alright. A little under your eyes. I'm gonna go around your cheeks as well, just on the very outer edge. Of course. You don't need to thank me. I really do enjoy taking care of you and just spending time with you. Even if it is under dire circumstances. Alright. So, tell me. How do you feel? Better? That's what I like to hear. Point one for Nurse Lele. Zero for you. Oh yeah, fair point. More like a point five for me. Zero for you. Don't worry. I bet you there'll be a time you'll have to take care of me. Oh, especially when it's fall or spring. That's always when my allergies act up and I get super sick. Okay. I guess I'll be looking forward to it. Will I be able to request a nurse's outfit for you to be in when you take care of me? Or... okay. I'll hold off on that for now. But I gotta admit, the idea is pretty hot. Anyway, I think it's about time we pack up and head to the hotel. Yeah? For sure. Good thing I didn't park too far because I am not excited on bringing all of this back. Hey, for real though, thank you so much for coming out here with me today and for the week. I think we are going to have a very, very great time.